Yeah, yeah. You are now rocking with the Hip Hop Digest Show with my man King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. I go by the name of Chaos the Beast, Animal Gang Representative. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
When you have enough money to do anything you want, and you have enough money to be surrounded by people who would love to get a piece of it, who are telling you yes to everything that you want, there pretty much isn't anything, no matter how wild and off the wall, or perhaps ultimately destructive even, that you can't have if you just say something, 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 if you just say something.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And have another beautiful week. What's up, fellas?
What's good?
All right, that's what's good. I'll show you what's good. Hip Hop Digest, we're going to get right in.
All
right. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is newest mumble rapper. I shouldn't even call him newest mumble rapper. I guess he's been around as long as some niggas has been mumbling. What is this motherfucker's name?
Mumble.
Mumble sauce.
Black Mumble.
Rich the Kid says on Vlad TV that old artists feel intimidated by younger artists. The Atlanta-based rhymer Rich the Kid sat down with Vlad, talked about the relationship between the old guard and the new fresh class out there, and said they feel intimidated because our shit out there popping and they wonder why their numbers ain't popping. So actually, we can talk about this even though there's nothing to talk about in that lane. But one of the things I want to talk about is you have to actually sit down and watch the video of this motherfucker, because he's mumbling as he's talking. He can barely talk.
So he's not really mumble rapping. He's just talking.
He's just talking.
That's just how he talks.
He's just talking how he is. But actually, what I do want to get into is your boy Vlad, because your boy Vlad makes the statement like, yo, I'm disagreeing with all the people of my age group about y'all. It's just art. It's just music.
It's just money for him.
It is. And I'm going to tell you, Vlad getting paid.
Snake.
Snake like a motherfucker because he's getting paid, because the motherfucker started talking about these Lamborghinis. Like, apparently this rich kid nigga is about to buy himself another Lambo or something. And then Vlad like, yo, I got one of them. I had the Gran Turismo version of it. It's like, you fucking fuck. You know what I mean? You have no integrity. I know you're getting paid, but that's all it is for you. Hip hop means nothing. No line of integrity. No nothing. That's your boy Vlad.
B, well, what you expecting from this nigga? You know he gonna ride the nuts of whatever. He doesn't give a fuck what it is. He's gonna ride their nuts.
I'm just saying.
It's all about a check for him.
I get it.
And it's all about instigating shit. That's why he's
that's
a snake.
That's true. Right. Right. So, I wonder why niggas just even go on Vlad.
Because
he's a forum for them.
There you go.
Well, I'm talking about cats like I talked about on our previous show before we had the holiday break. When R.A. the Rugged Man was on there, and R.A. the Rugged Man was standing up for just, you know, regular hip hop and shit, you know, talking about
because he has those connections to those cats, and those cats go on there because, like I said, it's a platform, and they want their voice to be heard too.
Yeah, that's what's
up. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, if Mr. Vlad invited us on there, would we be like, nah, I ain't fucking with Vlad?
Oh, that'd probably be an argument like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that would be. You know what? Nah, actually, it wouldn't be an argument, because at the end of the day, Vlad is, he's like one of them passive aggressive. He's like, look, you know, that's why y'all show is the state that you in, and that's why other niggas is getting paid.
That's why y'all niggas is broke.
Right, exactly. That's what it's going to come down to. You know, y'all niggas is broke. You know what I mean? You get paid by accepting this shit. The old French Montana, all the underground rappers I know broke.
Well, that really, you know, that depends on what your intent is and what your desires are. If you desire to get paid, I don't think any of us here on the Hip Hop Digest have a problem with that. But if you want to talk about integrity, then you're going to have to shut the fuck up.
Right. And that's all I want to put out there for Vlad or guys who watch Vlad. He has zero integrity. And that's, again, like Kurchy said, it's about his money, his personal pockets. Getting enriched, so.
And, well, but there may be those that be like, oh, them niggas just hating or whatever. But you know what? Again, at the end of the day, we are not young boys just looking to enhance our lives in certain ways. We are older gentlemen who have regular life bills and situations, so it's an honor. And from our outlook, I think I speak for all of us, our outlook in keeping integrity with the genre of music, because it ain't about us.
Right.
It never was about us.
Never was.
We're here to represent hip-hop. So. Nobody else, so they, just hip-hop.
So they can keep all the broke statements, you know what I'm saying? My bills are paid, so.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Roxanne Shanté. Everybody's getting a movie made about them these days. Roxanne Shanté biopic is selected for the Sundance Film Festival. The biopic portrays the Queensbridge representative and hip hop legend Roxanne Shanté Gooden. Shanté rose to prominence as a teenager in the 1980s due to two things: the Roxanne Wars and the rivalry between the Juice Crew. So the Roxanne Wars were herself and the real Roxanne. That was Juice Crew via, who was that? Full Force and them, right? No. Well, it was the real Roxanne, Full Force.
Yeah, I think she was with them.
Yeah, Howie T and all of them.
Yeah, Howie T and them was, even though the Roxanne Wars partly was set up by Full Force. But then Roxanne Shanté got rolled up in it. Then obviously we know, you know, Roxanne Shanté is only good for steady fucking. Those lines started to come across. But anyway, they did a film about her, which is a good look. You know, shout out to that. Shout out, they say Pharrell Williams, Forrest Whitaker, and Ralph McDaniels are executive producers on the joint.
Wow, quality.
So, look like you guys might have some money behind it.
But let me ask you something, though, sir.
Oh,
because you threw out a word a while back. I forget who we were talking about, all these biographies and stuff, but I'm going to paraphrase and just put it into one word and say overkill. I do love Roxanne Shanté. I love all of that stuff, but it's like, I'm like, I don't know if we need to have a movie on every single hip-hop person from that time period or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how I'm sounding right now, but it's, I don't want to hate, but I'm just like, is it overkill?
Well, I was bringing up the fact that overkill in the fact that I think there's similar stories. Like if you do NWA, the next gangster group, you know, that's going to be overkill as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? Because they all kind of going to come from the same perspective. Roxanne Shanté is a very unique perspective. Female and on Front Street. But especially in the 80s.
Is it a movie or a documentary?
No, it's a biography type of documentary slash movie.
Okay.
I guess Nia Long is in the joint. I mean, it got some real actors in it.
So it's going to be a like movie. A movie then. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call it? A docudrama.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would say I'm very interested to see something like that because it comes from Shanté in the 80s, that perspective.
Okay.
You know what I think I'd be better off with? And this is just me being honest with myself and y'all. I think that I'd be better off if it were just documentaries, not docudramas or not movies.
Just
show me, because, you know, I love documentaries. I think it should be more like that instead of some old dramatized, hooked up story and shit.
Right.
You know?
And I'm like that, too. So I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah, me too. I'd rather see the real people, like you're talking to the people that were at that time. And they're giving their perspective on it, too.
Right. So, you're right. These people with actors, it gets so buffed up and so glossed up, you know, because everybody wants to cherry pick, you know, everything that's good, you know, a la the NWA. And they totally was not going to cover Dre slapping women. You know
wait. Did y'all hear that just now?
What?
That was Bulgari Black tripping right now.
Why was he tripping?
Because he hates these movies.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I certainly think that the documentaries would serve a much better and a clear look. Especially, you know, that is something that in history is probably, to me, criminally underreported or underlooked at is a time period in hip-hop. The Roxanne Wars were incredible. Where a lot of records came out, some not good, some very good, some very, you know, people just jumping on the bandwagon.
Roxanne's grandma.
Yo, I don't know if it was Roxanne's grandma, Roxanne's parents, somebody. I know it came out of Florida. man, that beat was incredible, yo. I'm just saying, there's just some cats who just got involved with the tracks are incredible. Some records weren't good, but it was a pretty good saga. I think see a documentary would capture that better than actors trying to act like Shantae and acting like her mama. Better get in this house, that type of shit.
Well, so, we are in the season of docudramas, B.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So that's what's good. Next up on the Hip Hop Digest, so we want to say rest in paradise to Sharon Jones.
Yes.
American soul funk singer, was the lead singer of the group Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, based out of Brooklyn, New York. They basically called Sharon Jones the female James Brown. And maybe because of the style of music. I mean, literally, it was if you were transported from, like, what, the mid-60s to the mid-70s, that type of soul funk,
yeah,
the live band. So she passed away. I didn't really, I wasn't even up on Sharon Jones. I got up on the Dap Kings first due to some releases on Kenny Dope's label. But then certainly, you know, found out who Sharon Jones was later. But anyway, shout out to her. And also, we want to back that up with a rest of paradise to Ron Glass.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
He's an American actor known primarily for his role on Barney Miller as Detective Ron Harris. Now, if you grew up in the 70s, you know, Ron Harris, he on Barney Miller. This is back in the days when you could count the number of black folk on regular TV, like with one hand.
Right.
I mean, you probably had like Ron Harris. You probably
Blast, bro.
You know what I mean?
Blast.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. So used to seeing him as that role on Barney Miller, Ron Harris. Sorry, Ron Glass.
Right, right.
You know, the old girl from Star Trek. I mean, these are people on TV, you know, with one hand. But anyway,
Tim Reed.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. No Venus. Doubt. Yeah. Right. Right. What's that? WKRP.
In Cincinnati.
No doubt. So anyway, we need to give a shout out to him. My mom was a gigantic Barney Miller watcher, so I knew about that. I was really sad to find out he passed away. But anyway, we want to honor those, certainly.
And for young folks that actually might not remember, didn't he play the grandpa on the Cosby Show or something like that?
No, that was not him.
Oh, that wasn't him?
No, that was not him.
Yeah, stop it. Eat color. They do not all look alike.
Yeah, right. Stop that.
So now, he actually had other roles and other things that were much more popular, but I only remember him from the Barney Miller situation. So shout out to him.
No doubt.
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Yellow Wolf quietly quit rap, apparently, but he really didn't, after basically an onstage meltdown. Your boy Yellow Wolf had an onstage meltdown. Basically, it was like, you motherfuckers got on stage, start cussing the audience out. The audience was looking at their phones, was doing other things, kind of not paying attention. But that's how kids are in concerts. I mean, they just get on their phones during the concert and just do whatever. You know what I mean? He was like, fuck you. Somebody in the audience yelled, fuck you. Yellow Wolf took off his shirt. You know what I mean? Jumped in the crowd, went looking for your boy, then got back up on stage and finished the rant. You know what I'm saying? He went all Kanye on shit. You know what I mean?
Damn.
So, I know, first of all, Yellow Wolf is not quitting rap because he's not going to do anything that's going to pay him what rap music is paying him. And number two, I guess we'll talk about that and segue into the situation of recent meltdowns. Kid Cudi, you know, Kanye West, you know, he's out of the hospital now after that situation.
Was there axle grease on that banana peel?
B, you know what? My man who listened at work was like, nigga, you need to stop calling shit. Because when you say some shit, shit might happen. I'm like, nah, nigga, I didn't want a nigga to catch an L like that. I wanted him to catch a political L. I ain't nothing like that. But anyway, let's talk about Kanye West, yo. He's home out of the hospital. So it all started at a Kanye West tour stop where he just goes in on Jay and B. And you thought the entire world was going to stop. Okay? So let's talk about that first situation right there. We got Jay's lawyer. How you think Jay, or did Jay even feel any way about it? Kanye went on him live.
Jay probably felt a little bit about it, because he still is signed to Roc Nation, isn't he?
I think he got something to do with title and everything.
Yeah, they all in there. I mean, he probably felt a little bit of way about it, but... It's like, but he already knows it's Kanye. What else you gonna say? Nothing. All right, okay, it's this nigga going off again.
I don't know. B, really?
He's tripping.
know.
It's what he does. For me, if I'm in the concert, I'm like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about all that shit you talking about, nigga. I paid to come see you do your fucking songs, nigga. Stop that.
Your boy Yellow Wolf like, fuck that, I ain't doing it. But anyway, Swerve, let me ask you a question then. Then, you know, later on, Kanye West went in heavy, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all that, I voted for Trump. Well, if I would have voted, I would have voted for Trump. You know what I mean? What was Kanye, you think he's... What's that all about? Or is he just another rich nigga, you know, saying, fuck it, I got money, I'm safe from whatever Trump is doing?
I'm going to save all that and just say that Kanye West is a troubled man, B. He's a troubled man, and I don't know if it's success, stardom, his mom passing, everybody giving him passes, or all of the above, but he's a troubled young man, yo, or a man, I don't know how old he is, but he's a troubled dude, and it kind of came to a head.
B, this he's been on this slide for a while, B.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Been so going. This one, like, is like one of the biggest momentary lapses or whatever. Because he's, you know, he's been talked about for telling a person in a wheelchair to stand up at a concert, all kind of foolishness. But, you know, for this one right here, I don't know, B. It happens, and I was reading some articles on this kind of stuff. I think it was something like Dave Chappelle was saying how people get when they get a taste of success and stuff. I mean, look at what we talked about Dave Chappelle. Oh, this nigga went to Africa doing crack. Like, he didn't go to Africa doing crack, but he just had to get away. But he's not Kanye West. Kanye West just had a fucking breakdown.
He did. He had a breakdown, and it could be all of the above. It could be all of the above. Now, I work in the emergency room. They bring in fools like this all the time, and I don't mean fools as in mental illness is a serious thing, but I mean... In the light of Kanye West, okay? I mean, there's nobody, we're seeing this play out, and there's nobody, not his wife, I don't believe, not his managers, not his handlers, are going to say to him, you know, baby, I think you need to take some time.
They never do.
They never do. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's probably the difference when I see it in real life, regular people come in, all kinds of stressors, who knows, for whatever reason. I'm just going to give you this quick story about a woman they brung in. And she was visiting her daughter and the husband. So she made an unannounced trip back to the house where the husband snuck in another woman. Mom busted him. Next thing you know, they brung the mom in. You know, she had a total breakdown, shortness of breath. You know, had to be medicated. Meanwhile, the daughter is calm, even though she know her husband is dipping. But, hey, Kanye West, I feel frustrated because who didn't see this coming? I mean, we saw it coming.
But the whole world saw it coming. But they was just enjoying the ride.
And then so it is until he makes crazy. So statements are getting real. Are just real crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jay, don't say no. Don't send killers. And like you said, all kinds of foolishness.
Can I get two pieces in there real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here go a two piece. First about Jay-Z. My opinion, I don't know the gentleman, but he probably is thinking cha-ching. And that's all.
Oh, well,
you don't give a fuck about right. None of that
see,
shit.
Yeah,
Kanye,
that's unfortunate. And seeing, I guess ultimately, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I guess that's really what I want to get to. It's just like.
All right, well, let me get the other one out there and then you can take it on. The second piece.
Did you ever see that? Everybody saw that movie, Any Given Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Remember when the quarterback tried to quit and his wife smacked him in the face? Like, you're an NFL quarterback.
Right, yeah.
That's what people do. They don't give a fuck. As long as that gravy train is rolling, do you really? First of all, B, you said his wife. I mean, I don't know nothing about his handlers and none of that other stuff.
No, I know.
But you said his wife. I ain't telling him. This female lives off of this type of shit.
Right. That's how she makes her living. Right.
There's no way she's going to say, baby, you need to just take a break. No.
All right, because that's how she makes her living.
The bigger the cap, the bigger the pilling. Who gives a fuck about a goddamn village?
yo, real talk, man. I mean, and I say this in all honesty, yo. I was a type of cat, yo. He's making these Trump statements. Yo, I'm frustrated with Kanye, right? But as a human being, and because I see human beings go through this all, the whole time, you know, on the one hand, it's like, yo, I'm really frustrated. It's like, wow, I'm looking at this cat, and he's got all the money in the world, and this is where people think, yo, his life is wonderful, and look who he married to. And it's a, he has zero people in his life who really care about him. I bet that. And I believe that is the underreported situation. That he basically took a stock look at his life and fucking lost it. Because he literally, you're right, he's got a wife who, this is how she makes her living off that drama shit. The robbery shit put more money in her pocket. You know, his hospitalization put more money in her pocket. You know, who really care about him? Jay was talking family, but he don't call me.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, just going nuts.
So some of that shit he was saying was real.
It's real to him. Oh, it's 100% real to him. That is his world. That is all his world. But money has nothing to do with it, B. Because niggas have all the money in the world. I don't give a damn how much money you got. Like they say, money can't buy happiness. Nor peace of mind.
I'm just saying people on the outside looking in are fans who are not going to really take an in-depth look and look at this troubled person.
Because we live in the world of celebrity, B.
Right, but I'm just saying, you look at this person, and I'm telling you, B, this cat, literally nobody, everybody's making money off of him or getting paid by being around him.
That's all he has around him is people that want to get paid off
right.
him. And even if, I won't go as far as you were saying, there's nobody in his life that cares about him, maybe he's pushed all those people away. The people that are not looking the same direction that he's looking, or that maybe tell him shit that he don't really want to hear. Them the type of motherfuckers you don't want to run around him like a motherfucker like
that
me.
That happens.
That's going to tell you exactly what the fuck I'm thinking and how I feel. I don't care how you take it. And I'm the type of nigga you don't want around you. So maybe them type of motherfuckers, he like, man, fuck you. I don't want you around me.
Stop hating, nigga. You damn.
You're hating
I'm doing
so goddamn much. You a hater.
Give a fuck what you talking about. I'm moving to Brentwood.
Wow, yo.
You don't need all that shit in your life. You don't need but one motherfucking car. How many cars can you drive at one time?
I don't think he lives in Brentwood. Doesn't he live in Calabasas or something?
I don't know where none of these motherfuckers
they
live
out there
here.
Some damn where. They ain't the place that...
I was going to say, yo.
We're going to get frisked if we go in their neighborhood.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
So anyway, I mean, just overall, and this is the cynical part of me here. This is real cynical. Whether it's Yellow Wolf, Kid Cudi, Kanye, or anybody else, my cynical part of me is saying, who's the next guy who's going to claim they had to check into a mental illness or rehab situation? Who's the next guy? Because you're going to get some legs off of this.
Or female.
Or whatever. I mean, next guy as in next celebrity.
Oh, okay.
Because Lindsay Lohan's done, right?
I don't know. I mean, as far as rap.
Oh,
because,
okay.
See, I don't know. Before pre-show, I thought I came across a scan, you know, Cudi Ready's new album. You know, that type of shit.
Like, well, I think of one artist in particular that really needed help but didn't get it. And even made a fucking song about it, Amy Winehouse. So shit could be real, B. As much as I have issues with Kanye, he really got some shit going on. And if people can't see that, then we all may be, I'm knocking on wood somewhere, but we all may be like, damn, somebody should have, could have, would have.
You know what? And the thing about it is, and I'm cynical because I'm thinking there's somebody out there who is so, you know, gut hungry, money hungry, say, damn, yo, maybe if I just bring up some fucking, I had to check into rehab and, you know, I threatened to shoot my manager, whatever. Yeah, I'm cynical because the music industry, I guess, look at the industry, well, I don't know, Wayne, you know he's got some serious medical issues.
I mean, he's had serious issues. He
needs
help.
Right, he needs help, you know? And there's certain guys I get, like, if it's Wayne, I think it's genuine. You know, because he certainly does have a history of that. Obviously, Kanye, you know, is genuine. Maybe some other cats out there, but I don't know. I'm cynical at who's going to be this next.
So you're saying it's just going to start a cycle and niggas just going to start jumping up saying, you know what? I need like when niggas used to get shot and get a couple extra record sales, get shot at.
That type of shit.
Start you can go pull off some Eric Benet's. Oh, I got this sexual addiction.
Yeah, whatever, yo. I just
whatever, huh?
Yeah. So, all right, man.
You know, celebrity is all about copying, B. So you could be right, Mr. Soothsayer over there.
Yes, King Killer Cleo,
man. Shout out to Kanye, man. I guess you know, get well. It would help if you go back to the crates and the MP.
It would be well if you sit down for a minute.
Yeah, just sit down.
So, next up, we go to Hip Hop Digest. Is You God is suing the Wu-Tang Clan for $2.5 million.
You God.
You God claims that he is an uncredited, or is that what they call it? Uncredited person who's in the studio but adds the tracks but doesn't get the credit?
I guess.
He said he is uncredited, but he helped RZA and the rest of Wu-Tang Clan members directly with no less than 170 tracks.
And if he ain't got the proof, he can sit the fuck down, too.
Yeah. The theme of this song is take several seats.
You can say whatever the fuck you want to.
So, Cass,
unless you got proof of within the law,
it don't matter.
Frivolous.
Them niggas ain't going to say, yeah, he was there. He helped me with like 10 of my joints because they ain't trying to give up no money.
Yo, I mean, this is You God, yo. And we know... There's like if you're an artist and you got your boy in a studio and you can't exactly get the hook right, and then your boy Job says a fire hook, and be like, yo, I'ma use that. And you know, you take him out to the bar that night and he feel like, oh, it's my man, got hooked up, we went out to the bar, we got some skins, I'm good. Now 10 years later, your man's telling people, oh, you know that hook, yeah, nigga, I'm co-writing for that nigga. Yeah, he had ghostwriters. You know, I'm broke now. I ain't talked to you in 10 years. Where's my motherfucking money?
Well, nigga, if you felt that way, you should have got the paperwork on the spot.
Should have.
Right on the spot, nigga. Let's pull it out. I want points, my nigga. Give me some points.
So let me tell you, yo, there's this producer, and I'm sorry because I was a little bit rushed, and I wanted to use this as an example, who produced some Tupac records, right? Said they were in the lab and they had a vibe going. We had every put on two or three beats. Tupac went in on them and shit and was crazy. But the thing about it, he was like, yo, he wanted to slow down and get the paperwork jumping. And then Tupac physically got pissed and wanted to fuck. What you talking about, nigga? Paperwork, nigga? What the fuck, nigga? You know, just went in. Didn't even have time to get the paperwork together. You know, this is Tupac coming in. You want to be gracious. You want to be like, yeah, come on through, son. You know, what do you do, Egri?
Oh, hit the motherfucking record button.
But you ain't going to get paid,
but
my
you
nigga.
Ain't going to get paid.
Oh, I'm going to have that recording, though, when we do get to court.
It doesn't matter. You ain't gonna get paid if you didn't get the paperwork. You know how the courts do.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But when you have the defendant's voice
so
identifiable.
Saying, so what you saying is you got backup and a backup.
Now, I got a backup plan to my backup plan.
So you got a boom mic recording the entire, just everything. And when Tupac was like, yo, motherfucker, keep the beats going, nigga.
There's a reel-to-reel over in the cut. Just
on
for that.
Reel-to-reel.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, so you got, you know, and you got, you know, Cats was dissing you, God, son.
And he probably deserved it. First of all,
Cats was dissing you,
if
God.
If he does have an attorney, because, you know, everybody talk about, oh, and I call my, nigga, you ain't got no attorney. But anyway, if you do, your attorney's not telling you, oh, yeah, going out there in the public and say you're suing for $2.5 million.
Telling you to be the fuck quiet. Don't say shit. We got
exactly.
This. We got this. We'll handle this from here.
So,
exactly.
So I'm going to take it from your boy. Are we doing first degree or second degree weed carrying here? I mean, what are we getting?
Me, what you trying to say,
when
nigga?
You do the cover for this week's show, I hope there's a folding chair involved in the art.
Because take us several seats, nigga.
Fucking movie theater.
I'm trying to say, son, you wrote incarcerated car faces, nigga? That's what you're trying to say?
Oh, my God. So you got, really, right now, he's being convicted of weed carrying and shit.
And the sad part is he might be telling 100% truth.
Yep.
But it don't, matter without the paperwork.
Well, there's always some slimy lawyer that can make it happen, though.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Oh, there's no lack of lawyers that definitely try.
RZA is losing no sleep
He is not.
Because let me tell you something. When Ray and Meth got the suit for money and barely get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can give it up.
And them niggas got paperwork.
Right.
Yeah, but their paperwork wasn't as tight as Riz's.
Their paperwork was weak.
Oh, shit. And certainly last but not least, I had to throw in one more mumble rap all-star. Kodiak, or named Kodak Black, released on $100,000 bond from a sexual assault case.
Damn, counting the amount?
Counting the amount. And, you know, I'm not even going to do the counting the amount in this. You know, basically, a woman claims that after a concert, she went back to the hotel, you know, for drinks and shit. Kodiak basically muzzled her down to the ground, forcible rape and shit. Filed a complaint. Black got arrested. He's released on $100,000 bond. How does he keep getting out of jail? I mean, this motherfucker, this is not like petty theft at a 7-Eleven. Yo, he is a convicted felon, and he's still out on bail.
This nigga, a good-ass lawyer.
There you go. He has an attorney
now,
for real.
He has an attorney for real. And
that means that maybe the label's behind it.
Ah! You just took the whole line, nigga. He said, the first thing I want to thank is my record company and my company and shit. I got a banging-ass legal team, and they getting it done.
There you go.
For now.
They like, you're more money free than you are locked up. So they're going to keep his ass out here.
Damn, yo. I know.
Until he get caught up on that Ray Rice, people start talking about it.
Oh, well, I mean, then shit.
It'll be banned.
Ray, unless there's video, I mean.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's all that. I know Bobby should murder us. Like, you bastard. How'd you get the record company to come up with that money?
Yo, and I know this is the more like the layman sports show, but god damn, on that subject, yo, your boy Darren Sharper.
Ouch. Didn't he get like 40 years or something? 30 years?
36 years plus some more coming from another situation.
Ouch.
Yo, I was telling Shorty, I'm like, have yo, a seat, Darren nigga. Sharper, rich,
he's gonna
good
be
looking
resting
dude,
for a while.
NFL Super Bowl ring carrier, and you giving roofies, nigga?
Have a seat, my nigga.
Oh, the seat.
Several seats, my nigga.
Ooh,
he's gonna be sitting for quite some time.
Ooh, damn, nigga. A 40-year bitch, Darren Sharper. Yo,
that's crazy. At least 40, bruh.
That's life.
He's never getting out.
Mmm.
It's like when you get into your 30s and 40s and you go to jail, it's twilight time, B.
I'm telling you.
Night-night, nigga. Night-night.
I'm telling you, my nigga. It's crazy. So,
but anyway, back to hip-hop. My bad.
But anyway, back to hip-hop. So anyway, the last topic on the Hip-Hop Digest. What I want to get into is the difficulty of, you know, it's coming up toward the end of the year and, you know, we're going to get our top 10s together. There's difficulty because the fourth quarter is cruel.
It's jam packed.
Yeah, it's
I got so much shit, nigga. It's gonna be shit that it's basically gonna be leaking into next year.
Right.
Because all these cats is not gonna be able to make it.
The fourth quarter is so unfair, and it, you know, and I'm just crying the blues because there's a lot of shit and the niggas drop joints. And you're like, what the fuck?
What it does is the cats that come out in like March and April, it starts to make their product drop because this shit that's coming out now, you'd be like, damn, it's hot.
Yeah,
but there's one that you cannot forget. We're not talking about it right now, but there's one.
Well, there's a few from back there.
Okay.
My list is comprised of throughout the whole year, but fourth quarter is bringing in at least three.
Yeah
no doubt. Right. No doubt. It's rough. We might have to do 10 this year, huh?
We do 10 every year.
We do 10 every year, but
I'm forgetting because I'd be stuck on the top five.
So, you know, no doubt. Anyway, so.
Well don't let's not get out yet. I want to ask real quick because there's a young boy who just put a clip out that I was pretty open by. Like, wow.
Is that the thing you sent to? I didn't get a chance to look at it.
Yeah. What's your boy from Carolina, the 6'4 MC that used to mess with the corporate or still does?
Who that?
You don't know who the dude from North Carolina is? J. Cole?
Oh, J. Cole, okay. Shit. I was putting up my Christmas extravaganza.
He's hooking up his shit. You know
the trains and all that shit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's hooking up his shit.
I know it. I know it. I'll put a picture of it again.
The Charlie
on there.
Brown music and shit running.
Right.
But yo, it's just a little clip of J. Cole. He's the only thing I have to say is he's not naming names, but he is talking about.
Okay,
people.
I read that. Okay, I read that highlight. I read that highlight, that clickbait, as you call it, and you know where he's taking a alleged. See, I'm gonna stop alleged. And be. Well, you know what? I'm just gonna stop covering this subliminal shit. Yeah, I mean, either you gonna name the fucking name, and then I'll cover it. But damn. All this subliminal, I don't give a fuck if it's Kendrick, J. Cole, start naming fucking names, and then I'm going to cover it.
Cause they got shooters out there in these streets, B.
Yo, son. Nah, man, this subliminal shit's ridiculous. I'm not covering that shit,
yo. If you're scared of getting shot at, then don't even make a subliminal then, nigga. Because niggas might still think you talking about them.
I mean, Kanye West, at least he was honest. Jay, I know you got shooters out there. Don't send the shooters after me. Call me, man. Well,
we said that he is mentally challenged, so no, to speak, at this moment. Not everybody's mentally challenged.
You know what? I mean, look, we always talk about holding the standard and this, that, and the third. Yeah, I'm standing. I draw a line of tyranny. Right here on the Hip Hop Dodgers, I am refusing to cover subliminal niggas.
Name names today. Name exactly. Names tomorrow.
Name names, nigga. Name names, nigga.
Exactly. Now, I refuse to cover any more subliminal shit.
Who you niggas, talking about?
Niggas trying to break down shit. And the title, and the thing about it, I didn't see the thing, but I did read it. It was like, J. Cole allegedly disses beep and beep. I'm like, fuck that, nigga. Get with him.
I didn't read that. I just listened to it.
So
I gave it the 45 seconds, and it was worth every 45 seconds to
look,
me.
Look, I'm not even
I
saying,
just would
look,
like to hear names.
If I hear it, I'll probably be like, yo, it's a nice record. It's a nice cut. Okay, good. Congratulations. I like J. Cole. No problem. I ain't got no beef.
But unless he naming names, he got to catch a seat, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Nah, several seats.
Look, you walk up. He walk up. Hey, is somebody sitting right there?
Nah, nigga, it ain't musical chairs. We got plenty more. So we'll bring them out the back. Sit down, nigga.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, before we forget about it, it's Kerr G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Salt and Mirror and Recognize Ali, Too Visible to See. That's Salt and Mirror and Recognize Ali, Too Visible to See. And we got Dominique LaRue and J. Rawls Almost There. That's Dominique LaRue and J.
Man,
Rawls
Dominique,
Almost There.
Man, I'm going to have to. Never mind.
Leave it alone, B. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Let it go.
J. Rawls on the beach, right?
Oh, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. We might have to tell you to take a seat there, Mr. Green.
Nah, I'm going to tell her to take a seat.
All right, and the instrumental joint is Sean Payne, Craze Conductor. That's Sean Payne, Craze Conductor.
All right. Swerve,
I got it before you, again, get out of here. I'm going to probably surprise people. So, you know how I'll be reaching out to folks, right?
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I'll reach out to anybody that's in rap or hip hop, young, old, whatever, right?
Okay.
Yo, we might have speech from Arrested Development on here real soon, real this time.
That's what's up. I'm curious to talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. A different perspective. You know what I'm saying? It ain't always got to be the same. We trying to just, you know, build and learn some shit that we might not know.
No doubt.
And the second thing is I'm going to be giving Kurt G and King Killers the names this week. All names will be getting submitted.
Oh,
opportunity.
Name names, nigga.
I'm going to name them. We're going to name them. But also, bigger than that is I said if somebody puts pictures of themselves rocking a Hip Hop Digest tee, you're going to have priority. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, then get on here.
So. There it is.
All right. I guess we'll see y'all next week then, right?
That's what's up.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
One.
In order to master the avatar state, you must open all the chakras.
Yeah, automatic greatness.
Everything you know about chakras.
Anyway, Jones on the beat. Yeah, Peniel Bland shit. I'm an amethyst rock star, indigo ronin.
elevator alchemist. My solar plexus golden, my pineal is indigo. Speak blues, words flowing like water penetrating. Heart that's growing like vegetation. Elevation, my sacral carnelian. I travel much faster. My hair black, tourmaline. My skin red jasper. My eyes brown, smoky, cross the sea, right past ya. I'm warp speeds, after light speed. I'm in a whole new chapter. Became a spiritual master. Magneto flowing anyway. Jones on a beat, did a whole 720. Now the zone is complete. Yeah. Let's go. I'm the one who hold the zone, the one who hold the zone, the one who hold the zone. We in a whole nother zone. We in a. Yeah. I transmit high frequency waves as I speak. Can't measure my wavelength. I'm way bent, y'all way tensed as I hoverboard escape throughout the matrix. Rhyme ascension to the next dimension. As words became flesh from my inner reflection, I bend your perception. I avatar of the psyche. They can't sight me or satellite me, cause I astro project within the matter of light speed and break down matter into matter of light scene. The chakra spectrums and specimens of life seen. Look within light, our inner life is. See what life mean. You is my electrolytes that radiate my light beams. We really see what is and not what might seem. What's seated at the crown, all levels on Christ me. Yeah, let's go. I'm the one who hold his own, the one who hold his own. I'm the one who hold his own, the one who hold his own. The one who hold his own, I'm the one who hold his own. Yeah, we in a whole nother zone. Automatic in any way, Jones. I'm the one who hold his own. Yeah, we in a whole nother zone. Yeah, we in a whole nother zone. You already know. It's automatic greatness, aka Uriel, aka Magneto. Anyway, Jones on the beat. Yeah, this is the Pineal Gland album. Yeah, Indigo Ronin, 777, Elevated Alchemist, 53 MacGyvers. Yeah, shout out to the 47. Yeah, GGO, wings up.
Yeah. No, you said you could teach me to gain control of the Avatar suit. How?
Yeah.
You must gain balance within yourself before you can bring balance to the world.
Shout out to my honeybee. We in a whole nother zone. Yeah. Elevated.
Have you ever figured out what you'd be like in a few years? Why don't you look ahead?
Aw, don't preach at me. Purpose. Plan. Looking ahead. As if you could tell what you'll be like in a few years.
Yeah. UH. No one's ever promised tomorrow. Yeah. Let's do today right now. I don't know what I'm here for. I don't know what the point is. So many nights alone sipping this poison. All of us try to find it. Some of us call it purpose. Don't know if it's divine or can we even define it. Am I playing a role in somebody else's theater? Look around in this world and nothing's been getting clearer. Only been getting weirder. I just sit in Detroit. Little blip on the radar. Maybe there's not a point. Maybe it's all coincidence. Trying to make a little sense out of something that doesn't. Maybe there's no significance. We're just rational cattle, and the discussion. And as lonely as that can sound, when you look up at the stars on that black background, and you wonder where you came from and why you stay, maybe there's not a reason and that's okay. No one's ever promised tomorrow. I'ma be who I am and you are who you are, let's let the past be that. This shit is over, why overreact, yeah.
No one's ever promised tomorrow. Let's do today right now. Maybe the secret to life is that you're not the main character. And the fact that you're even a factor is a miracle. No matter what road I travel on, add a little something to the catalog. I'm living in stereo and analog. Where we go is unknown. Trying to get a handle on the cutthroat. Nature anticipated with utmost energy. Remember me as Gibb before he took. Guy who did the right thing, took your hand and then he shook. Played it straight but could have gone sideways like any rook. Never judge the contents by the cover of any book. Pay it forward any possible place or time. Knowing every turn that for most shit don't go just the way it's designed. I cheated death, some say it's a sign. I think the strength that others gave me is the way I survived. Maybe it's open to interpretation. The moral of a story touching us at different points of life, at different phases, all the places I've been. I've always looked for different help and take it in the scenery, a different version of myself. No one's ever promised tomorrow. I'ma be who I am and you are who you are. Let's let the past be that. This shit is over, why overreact? No one's ever promised tomorrow. Let's do today right now. Maybe the secret to life is that you're not the main character. And the fact that you're even a factor is a miracle. No one's ever promised tomorrow.
Said the man in the background as he moves real calm through a dock bar. Slick when he pass a gram there in that pound. 100 pack in the trunk of his pop car. He moves through the winter like a cold wind. Discreet with the style as he goes in. He dives like a shark through the ocean. It meets with a smile like an old friend.
Push up.
And walks with the yay in his pocket. Gets ghost when he knows he can FaceTime. But some days there's no way you can stop it. You can sniff smoke, shoot it, or snort it. It's your choice of the way that you rock it. You do what you gotta do to support it. And that's how he stays with the prophet.
Push up.
And the tricks of this trade, bumping next to all the kids in sixth grade. When he was tutored to a zips, the bricks weighed. Put on a little muscle and he ditched the switchblade. And he ain't been in a cage, but after every close call, the adrenaline stays. But it's getting him paid, and he ain't trying to live off a minimum wage.
Push up.
The big dream of the grittiest kids. The quick scheme and the place it'll put you. And the truth, what insidious is. Behind it all is a snake with the apple. She's known to tell the prettiest fibs. Can't forget about the Jake and the shackle. In the death in any city it lives. In the city it lives. Nobody's killing the high. You can smell it in the air, you can feel it inside. When you're stuck on a pavement, it's thrilling to fly. So we're fucked up and caged in and willing to die. So tell me, is he villain or not? When his back's against the wall with a million and one shot to make it alive, there's a war before dawn. The cycle continues and the story goes on.
never pimp. And you don't wanna get caught acting like a simp. Don't be a wimp, my man. The girl's a pimp. Says she's a femme. She's a femme. That's the female version of a pimp. And you don't wanna get caught acting like a simp. Don't be a wimp, my man. The girl's a femme. The girl's a. She got her own card. She says, listen, I deserve it cause I work hard. Ain't on the 20-year-old shit, she's grown smart. She got them bags that she's charging on her own card. She got her own space, that's right, her own place. She tell the nigga, see you later with a stone face. He like, it's cold, babe, it's been a long day. You think she cares, she show you out with your long face. Cause she's a femme, she's a femme. That's the female version of a pimp. And you don't wanna get caught acting like a simp. A femme. Says she's a femme. She's a femme. That's the female version of a pimp. And you don't wanna get caught acting like a simp. Don't be a wimp, my man. The girl's a femme. She wants a six. When you're asking for 69, what are you, six? You don't know that these chicks be lying. She's looking out for her. She leaves nothing to chance and has no problem saying what she wants in advance. Cause she's a femme, bruh. Stop acting dim. Nigga, this ain't the 50s, these are the 2010s. She's not gonna be your princess and she would not her prince. She might let you be prince if you touch her instruments. Just cause she's a femme. She's a femme. That's the female version of a pimp. And you don't wanna get caught acting like a simp. Don't be a wimp, my man. The girl's a pimp. Says she's a femme. She's a femme. That's the female version of a pimp. And you don't wanna get caught acting like a simp. Don't be a wimp, my man. The girl's a femme. She's not a cougar. Cougar is not suitor. She's sipping on a cooler. See, femps are much cooler. Not crueler, but wiser. She says, I know just how guys work. Get us married, settle down, and then act like jerks. She like commitment, don't be ridiculous. I'm looking for a night not to be a missus. A femp is experienced, far from innocent. Say she wants to be a friend, with benefits. She's a femp, she's a femp. That's the female version of a pimp. And you don't wanna get caught acting like a simp. Don't be a wimp, my man, the girl's a femp. Say she's a femp, she's a femp. That's the female version of a pimp. And you don't wanna get caught acting like a simp. Don't be a wimp, my man. The girl's a pimp. The girl's a
damn. God damn. Damn. Yup.
Dermatologist, blow on the skin, gluten, know the hoes, follow this. No, little miss, you can't resist the Pied Piper. Got you on my hip list like a sniper. I get hyper when I hear the vent start to squeak. Turn into a freaky deep when the room starts to reek. With the scent of a woman, make you say, sham, I'm your number one fan.
Yes,
then, baby, baby, tell me whose pussy is it? Climb up on the limb just like a lizard. They come down like a blizzard. From the top, show the slot what I got and start the grind. It worth the cop for the spot. And honey dip, I'm gonna find it. So the matter, it gets fatter as I patter on the bladder. Same deliver, felt the quiver. And then I knew I had her. Then she said, damn shame, here come the big one, honey. Felt the tingle, head to toe, and then the legs got numb. I'm in control like communism until I drop the jism. Kiss him, spark up the ism, then say, drop you a ring next time I swing through LA. Nay, I can't say, I got to be on my way. Hey! So Jam started heating up the holly hobby oven. But the Franks weren't plump when we bake them. But I knew as I grew and grew, yo, that one day I take them.
Damn, the days have flown, yo, and now I'm full grown. Bitches say that I'm a dog, but who's out to fetch your bones? But though you're not alone, so please don't get offended if virginity's your best friend.
Friend about to be befriended, get extended on the floor. Explore uncharted region, keep my hoes in line like the French Foreign Legion.
Then I hit below the belt and I make my presence felt. One stare from the man, all the honey start to melt. Knelt down, went to town, found a lesser living fact. Then I drop more loads than a laundromat.
Like that, more head than Red said, friend. And you, Glenn, I got props on boxes like my nigga Bruce Jenner. Oh,
always carry protection. Give them all the erection. Grab an oriental hoe and make the Chinese connection.
Alas was first to hit the ocean, was next for the lake. Wrote a memo on the demo called it da 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 da.
Me. Switch the mix, Mr. CJ. Say that beat. Why don't you play for me?
I don't think.